source in the din is the Mishnah Sukkot. The fact that the din exists, that's the Parashat Gemara in Kishon Days, the Mitzvah and Aleph, it's unclear in the world what the source is. So we saw, even within Rashi, two different approaches to this. We saw the Rashi and our Sugya that saw the din of Mishnah Sukkot rooted in Kedushin the Kotel and Gershin the Kotel, which we spent a lot of time talking about why, in fact, that din is true. And then we saw the Rashi in the Mitzvah. It says that the din ain't truma sukkot, and we a little bit of time at the end of the shiur talk about how do you know that din is true, and actually had that threw that little curveball at us in terms of comparing to the samishkan and sharing how fresh is truma that we know Paris Eretz Yisrael. Again, that touched on almost a sensitive topic that we spoke about a little bit in the past. But we definitely saw two different approaches in Rashi. Ultimately, where this din draws its source from, is it a truma oriented halach, is it a kedushin oriented halach? If we take a look at the Rambam, the Rambam of his Gershon throws a mamish curveball at us in terms of ein shlichus lekata. The Rambam is specifically talking about ein ketana. The Rambam is talking about the possibility of a ketana who is receiving a get. A ketana can receive a get even on the level of deraisa, even if she's with the deshes ben a Torah, namely a father married her off. If the father didn't marry her off, then she's not married to her anyway. So even b'chiyagam that the father married her off, and now she's receiving the get. The father's not receiving the get anymore. Once she's in the suwa, the father is no shaykhus anymore to this get patashnus. So she's going to receive the get, and that's okay. How does that work? She's a lava zaps. She's obviously don't need to ask each begershin anyway. So the rabbi raises the question, can she appoint a shaliach to accept the get on her behalf? And the rabbi says, absolutely not. No way in the world she can accept the shaliach. She can appoint a shaliach. Why not? The Rambam, because the appointment of a shaliach, at least a shaliach kabbalah, requires edim. And since the appointment requires edim, says the Rambam, a new phrase. What's the Rambam coins a new phrase? Ain what? Ain edim what? A maisik tana. It's not nitfas. The notion of having edus on the mais of a ketana, the ketana is authorizing a shaliach in the presence of edim, it wouldn't even register on our radar screen such a concept. And therefore, the din is ein shlichus l'ketana. Therefore, she can't appoint the shaliach. So when you look at this Rambam, you get a little bit nervous because you get the impression of the Rambam that the reason why a ketana can't appoint the shaliach is almost a technicality in Uchas Gittin. It's only because of this quirk in Uchas Gittin that you require edim, and this quirk called ein edim amais ketana, we have no idea where that comes from even, but to put two quirks together, and now you're stuck with this din of nebuch nebuch, the ketana can't appoint the shaliach. The simple reading of the Rambam would indicate that lulei of these technicalities, so there would be nothing wrong with the ketana appointing a shaliach, which is a very, very startling thing, because that would lead us to believe that in other areas of halacha, maybe a ketana, maybe a katan, can appoint a shaliach. If you get around those technicalities, if you're not concerned, if you're not bogged down with those technicalities, so then maybe there's nothing batzmusa that's preventing a katan or ketana from appointing a shaliach. So that's absurd. You can't say such a thing. Why can't you say such a thing? For multiple reasons. First of all, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara Kedushim Abayi talks about ein shlichus l'katan in the realm of dividing of Eretz Yisrael, nothing to do with Eidim. The Gemara Bavitiyah, the Fayinala, talks about ein shlichus l'katan in other areas of Dinim Mamun, nothing to do with Eidim. And you can't say such a thing because the Ram himself doesn't say such a thing. The Ram himself writes in Chashtrumas that you can't appoint, the Ram writes in Chashtrumas that there's no way that a katan of Tana can ever appoint a shlichus for anything under the sun. What's the Rambam bring us a cop with Ain and the Edel and Isaacana? He's a host of a Tyra, and everyone's trying to figure out what the Rambam meant and where he get this from. What's Rambam talking about? What does Rambam say? Ain Edel and Isaacana? Why doesn't he just say Ain Shlichos, Lakot, and Shlichos Lakotana? So the Tzais says what the Rambam is drawing at is as follows. The Rambam is in effect asking the same question Rashi asked himself in Amsugya. And the same question Rashi asked himself about Mitzia. But the Rambam is asking the same question we're learning. Our sugya, namely, our entire sugya is benoni meaning. How do you know that there's no shlichus for katan or ketana? So the Rambam is looking. The Rambam is trying to figure out, how do you know benoni meaning that there's no shlichus for a katan or ketana? How do you know? So the Rambam's getting a little bit nervous. You know why? Because he's looking in the direction of the parasha of Gittin and Kedushin, and he's saying, you know, who says that Tanim and Ketanas are not mentioned in the parasha? Now, truth to be told, there's no way that the ish of Parshas Gittin is a katan. There's not a chance that a katan can be megarish a woman. Why? Well, it's obvious a katan can't be megarish a woman because he can't get married in the first place. And even if he got married, then turned into a katan, that can't happen. But he can get married and turn into a what? Into a cherish or shayta. That could happen. So he could transform to become an eno bar das. He still, there's no way he's going to be able to begarish a woman. It's la bar das. And you require his das. So the Rambam was comfortable that the parasha of Gittin doesn't address a katan. A katan is not found anywhere in the parasha of Gittin for obvious reasons. Either you never get married in the first place, or even if you got married, the la bar das api din kevi begarish. That's a question. But the Rambam was bothered with the question. A katana can receive a get. Possible. A father married her off. The mishnah is the baby. The gemara is the person getting. But he can be megarish a katana, even though she's married in a Torah. As long as she's a mishalach and a chizaris, right? We spoke about that earlier, a couple days ago. It hasn't been such a long time, a couple of days. So comes the Ketzos and says, the Rambam is now perturbed with this problem. Wait a second. Once you tell me that Parshas Gittin, which licked in Parshas Gittin is Parshas Shlichus, can potentially be talking about a Ketana, so wait a second, maybe a Shlichus Lekotam, maybe a Shlichus Lekotana. So to that the Rambam said, yes, it's true that you can be Megaresh a Ketana, but no, it's not true, you can't be Megaresh Ketana de Shlichus. You know why? Because there's a din called Eim Idra Maisa Katan. And because there's a din that you require Eidim for Minish Lichos the Kabbalah, so Mamela, those two dinim combined together to tell me that the Psukim or Vishulcha, the institution of being Megarish Adesh Shulich the Kabbalah, that happens not to be talking about Ketanim. Says the Ketzos, the grand finale of the Gassi Rambam, once we come to the realization that the Psukim or Vishulcha, for some quirk, are not talking about Ketanim, that serves as the model, that serves as the model of the Kulodeshakatan. So you want to know, says the Ketzos, what the Rambam was driving at when he said that Ein Ina Maisa Katam, that's not the quirk of a reason. That's the quirk of the reason that gets the ball rolling, that forces us to come to the conclusion that the Xerzakos of Meshulcha was never set to Ketanim. Once we know the Xerzakos of Meshulcha was never set to Ketanim, then we can extrapolate from the Alakhotarakula. So the Rambam added a little bit of a wrinkle, added a little bit of a kinesh to the sugya. But at the end of the day, who is the Rambam almost in? Which camp is the Rambam in? Whose camp is he closest to? Rashi and our sugya, he's closest to. Comes the Ravid, and he says no. Comes the Ravid and says, what the Rambam telling us a story? Get the isolating. I mean, about the Kotan. Says the Ravid, you want to know there's no shlichus for Kotan? I'll tell you why. Because why? It's truma. Everything's all different truma. A katan can be mafish truma. Everybody knows a katan can be mafish truma. If a katan can be mafish truma, male, a katan can't afford a shlich, a man ain't shlich, it's called terakula. So the Ravid finds himself closer to which camp? To Rashi and Maseches Bava Metzia. Now again, we're not getting involved in the details right now. Truma's a Mishkan, Truma's Paris, but at least he's in the truma camp. To replace it, just as we find within the two opinions of Rashi, the Makor, Shain, so we have two mahalachim in Rashi and Asuya that has it's rooted in Kiddushin. It's Rashi and Asuya. Then you have Rashi in Bavitzia that's rooted in Truma. If you have a similar idea, Kiddushin, Gershin, same thing, you have a Rambam, and you have a comes to Tzoyis and says, let's take this machloikis Ram and Ravid one step further. Says to Tzoyis, this machloikis Ram and Ravid, as to what the source of Shlichus HaKotar HaKtan is a machloikis L'Shitasov. Why is it machloikis L'Shitasov? Because you have to go back to the model of Truma and see, is Truma really a valid source? Is it really an acceptable makor in Ein Shlichus HaKotar? Sounds like it. Everybody knows the Kotar giving mafish Truma, that's a davar pashut, right? Well, not quite the portion. There is a Mishnah in Maseches Nidah, where the Mishnah is talking about the Makdish, taking the Dorim, things of that nature. And the Mishnah throws a new din at us called the din called Mufla Samach Leish. It's a special halacha that even before the age of technical Barabbas Mitzvah, if a child knows a little bit what's going on, they understand what they're doing. So then the Nidorim and the Shvulis and the Hagdashis and the Nazirises can all be Chal. Strange din. Different from all other areas of Malacha. They can't
sell things and they can't do Mekadosh Ishas. But what they can do is they can do in Yonim of Hafla. Hafla means anything that's involved with the Deep of the Pen, the Dorin, Shmuas, the Zeros, Haram, those kinds of things, Erech and Ekeshas, all those things can be Teifes even before Bar Bas Mitzvah in that small window of opportunity called a Muflas Avachliyish. Comes the Gemara and says in Maseches Nida that if you accept that principle, which we do, Muflas Avachliyish, that another example of something that's in that parish of the Dorin, Shmuas, etc., is a Freshes Truma. The Gemara is to such an extent that a Freshes Truma is a form of Hafla'ah. It's something that's accomplished either with Dibur or Machshava, but again, it's a superimposing of a Chalois. It's so close to the parish of the Dorim and Shmuas that the Gemara actually has a Maseches Nedarim. You can do a Tarsh the Dorim on Truma. You can have such a scenario of being Matir Nedir on Truma. The guy was Mafish Truma, and then he realizes, you know what? I shouldn't have done that. I want to give a different amount. Different there. He comes to the base and he wants to be Atar Sadarm. So if it meets the criteria of Atar Sadarm, then it's okay. Where did that come from? What kind of din is that? So the answer is, there's a Malcha Moshe Mesinai, of La Yachel Devaray, who ain't a Meichel of Alachir Meichelin. The Gemara says, Mesach Chagiga, we have a tradition, Ish Rapisha Meish Rabbeinu. There's a principle called Atar Sadarm. Not Afar Sadarm. Afar Sadarm is the husband and the Baal, the husband and the father, it's a different story. But Atar Sadarm, you go to a base, then you go to Yachel Mukha, whatever that means, and he's matir the neder because there was either a Pesach, Harat, all the details of the Tarsh Adar, not for now. So the Gemara of the Feirish and the Adar, that applies to Afrasha's Truma as well. More than once, we had to arrange for our Taras Nadarm and Afrasha's Truma. More than once, the Maisa. Not for Truma proper, but for Afrasha's Chala. Why, my high? So it seems to be, for some strange reason, a fairly common Shaila. That a woman's making some dough. She's mafish challah. She takes a little piece of challah. She puts it aside. First mistake. She should get rid of it right away. Whenever she's doing it, burn whatever. The removal of the challah should happen right away. She leaves it around on the table. And what happens? One of her little kids comes by and starts playing with it and tosses it back inside now. And now we have a big balagan. We have a little bit of challah that's mixed in with the rest of the isa. That spells a lot of trouble. A very complicated story. So one of the eights that's given is, well, let's start over again. Let's be matir neder on the challah. So we say to the woman, if you would have realized that your kid would have taken the challah and thrown it back into the batch, would you ever been matir? Would you ever have made challah in such circumstances? Never in a million years. Mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. The challah is ois challah, and now everything becomes tevel again. And then you start over again, and then you mafresh again, and then everything is shalom by Yisrael. So we had to coordinate that more than one time. It happens. So comes the Gemara Masechet and says that the din of muflas avach liyish covers afreshes truma as well. There's a major machlekes to Mishenim. So this is actually the Gemara itself. Machlekes to Mishenim halacha. Is this din of muflas avach liyish a din deraisa, or is this a din derabban? So the Gemara does learn yachom psukim. Yafli, Rabos, Sakotam, it's not clear whether it's a Dinderais or Dinderabon. So come to Ktois, makes the following question. If you hold that Mufla Samachliish is a real Dinderais, it comes out that there is a Hechetim, so there is a possibility of a Hu being Mapishtruma, of a Kotam being Mapishtruma. He's not by Mitzvah yet. And it's okay, Minat Tayri, to be Mapishtruma, 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 that's true. That Minat Torah, a Kotan can be Mafish Truma. So then what should happen is that once he's a Mufla Sabach Liyish, he should also be able to be Mamana Awad, a Shaliach. Because if you hold that the din of Angel as a Kotan is ultimately derived from Truma, it's not going to be any more Chomer, not going to be different than Truma. And that's not acceptable, that's not true. The Gemara says, Ein Shlich as a Kotan, Chik Bo Yavad, there's never any remnant in the Gemara that the din of Angel as a Kotan should change once he reaches the age of 12. Ohoy Yadvam Yadvam. So comes the Ktzais and starts to connect the dots. So wait a second. If you hold that the Mokar with Ein Shlichos, the Katan is from Truma, and if you hold that a Katan, a Muflotet, a Muflish, can be Mafrish, right? Can be Mafrish with their Isa, then you must conclude that a Muflot, some of Lish, a 12-year-old kid, can be Mamana. A shaliach. There's no other way out of it because the whole mokor to disqualify a katan from shlichus is from truma, and truma gufa can be malfish at the age of 12. So then put two together, you must conclude that, and that is an erroneous conclusion. That is an impossible conclusion. There is no source in the Gemara anywhere whatsoever. The Gemara says, Ein Shtibsa Katan, the Gemara never says boo, never says a word, that Achamai's kidney is under the age of 12. So says the Ketzais, if you subscribe to the view of Katan Mukhmo Ish, is Mukhmo Salvation Deraisa, then you cannot go down the route that the Mokha for Shlichos of Ein Shtibsa Katan being from Truma. You must search for another Mokha. Says the Ketzais, the Rambam derived an Alashit also. Because the Rambam is the Rishon that spells out that Muflas HaMuchlish is in fact the Diyaraisa. I know that the Befeirish Rambams that say that Muflas HaMuchlish is the Diyaraisa. And since the Rambam says that Befeirish, the Rambam cannot learn Hafashas Truma as being the Mokor of Ein Shtibsa HaKatan. Therefore, the Rambam was searching for another Mokor. And the Rambam bumped into the other Mokor. The other Mokor was Gittin. But then the Rambam posed this problem. I understand why Ein Shtibsa HaKatan. But where do you see Ein Shtibsa HaKatana? Because after all, HaKatana can be Mokabla again. So that's what the Rambam had to work and come with this idea of Ein Eden and Ma'isakot, whatever in the world that means. And Shlichus the Kabbalah requires Eidim, and therefore, hocus pocus patuta together, and a Ketana cannot appoint the Shaliach. Once we know for a fact that Ketana can't appoint the Shaliach, even though it's technically the Zilchus Gittin, we can extrapolate from the Elachal Terakula, even though the reason is not applying Kol Terakula. But once we've excluded a Ketana Ketana from the Tarish of Shlichus, Memela they're excluded from Kol Terakula Shlichus as well. So Kumtik Tzais, with this whole razzle-dazzle Shtipul Torah, what prompted the Rambam to say what he said was the Shita Saramach, the Damach HaShvuas, that cut the Mufla Samach Lish is a Dinder Naisa. And then, completes the picture, says the Tzais, the Raivit is also a Shitasai, because the Raivit happens to hold that the Ikra Din is, that Mufla Samach Lish is not only Midder Rabbanon. If it's only Midder Rabbanon, so then it can potentially serve as a mokor, because in the perfect world, in the love of their Isa, there's no cutlet under the sun. If there's no cutlet in Mafish Truma, not even over some Lish Minatayra, then Minatayra, we've identified that a cutlet is not in the Pasha of Truma. Once he's not in the Pasha of Truma, then he's not in the Pasha of Shulchis. So everything is on a cutlet. We have a Hoshif quote from the Balak Tzais. He gave us a beer in the Ramam, that strange Ramam, Luchas Kittin. He explained to us that the Ramam is the Shitasu, Luchas Adam, Luchas Maziris. The rivals of Shitasu in the Dharma and the Zeru spell, everything is not coming over Shoah and everything's
gone.
Rashi
Bhagavan ends up actually being very different from the Rabbi because he's learning from Truma, but he's learning from Ish by Truma. Shruki Ish will look at them, it doesn't matter about what was on the food. While the Rabbi is learning from Atanga Matanga, which is Matanga in Dallas.
Okay, I mean, we had trouble with that Rashi altogether. You're right, Brady. The Rashi is talking Truma, but he's talking a different language of Truma. You're right.
The Rashi in general, the Rashi in all the places seems to be finding like every single.
He finds the word ish. He dug up the word ish. Right. Wherever you need the word ish, he finds the word ish. Right. Okay. Interesting.
Are you able to separate the brushing and the Nesina? And have the contact with just the someone giving over the Nesina?
Well, the Nesina is not all that important.
I'm saying
the much more important part is the brushing part. That's the chalois. The Nesina is not really even a chalois altogether. There's a machlekes acharonim when you do nesina satruma, is that really a haknah satruma? Is that bound by the regular rules of haknah? We mentioned this yesterday, but that's how can you give truma to a katan? Right? Remember we said to give the truma to a katan, so the Gemara says mikra din would be okay. So the acharonim asked, ah, I can't give you the so some acharonim, right? That's his matna. So we'll just give his version.
But the Rambam and the Ramban have an argument with others.
Right, but it's a mitzvah. This machlekes rishon about the seven mitzvahs. So there's machlekes tzais and the nesimis. About what exactly is happening when you're giving truma to a kohen. So the tzais assume that when you're giving truma to a kohen, you might be makkeh it to the kohen, and the tzais has to figure out the mechanics how that works. He's a kohen, where the recipient of the kohen is a kohen. The receiver says the whole thing is not true. There's no receiver to a kohen. The thing is that you have to just make sure that he gets it. There's no change in the amount. It's like no. A little bit more nicer, you don't hold it back from your best.
The thing we've seen the concept before of Shleilah just being like, you know, similar to a monkey or something like that, yeah. In terms of the Nesina aspect.
That's the Nesina is the least important, but I'm talking about Frosh. We're talking about Frosh, that's what real action is. Just in passing, everyone was convinced that the Rambam Shita is that Mufasam Rish is their Isa. This whole choice is assuming that's true. Everyone, see which Rambam did you see that says that? Which Rambam about Mufla Samach Lish? Nazirus, the Rambam of Nazir, right? The Rambam writes that if a katan takes a dead Nazirus before the age of 12, that's the Rambam Tani. After the age of 12, we know what's going on, he becomes a real bona fide Nazir, and when he brings his karbanos, at the end of his Nazirus, he brings the karbon chattas also. So the Rabbit shepherded around. The Rabbit said, "What do you mean Korban Chatas? You can only be a Korban Chatas if you're a Nazar D'Oraisa. You can't volunteer to be a Korban Chatas. Not Bobby Nedder and Nedava. That would be a violation of Chul Le'Azorah." So from the fact that the Rambam is willing to accept the Nazar being a Korban Chatas, that's a raya that he holds that Muflas Avodah is D'Oraisa. That was the whole raya. So the Yama says, if you take a look at another Rambam, I don't think I put it on the Rambam Kermis, the Rambam Hilchos Nedarim, where the Rambam discusses the din of Muflas Avodah. And the Rambam says there are actually two types of halachas of Muflas Avodah. Rambam is a very unique sheet about the sugya of Muflas Avodah. The Rambam says that we always think about Muflas Avodah as a 12-year-old. A 12-year-old does something, so Nedarim are potentially chal. That's the Lashon HaMishnah. That's right, says Rambam. There is such a din like that. There's no question about it. There's a din of Muflas Avodah from the age of 12 or 11 for a girl. Says the Rambam, that's not a din D'Oraisa. There never was such a din D'Oraisa of a 12-year-old taking down here. That's not the Muflas Avodah I'm talking about, a level D'Oraisa. What is the Muflas Avodah? What's the sheer of Muflas Avodah D'Oraisa according to Rambam? Anyone know?
13 without Cyrus.
He's 13 without Cyrus. I put that Rambam on or no? Put the Rambam on. Yeah. Rambam writes that if he's 13 years old, but he does not have a Cyrus, so he has to have a Cyrus bin Atarah to be called a God. So Kohatar Akula, the sheer of Bar Mitzvah, is Shana Nisimon, 13 in Beis Cyrus. He grew 12 in Beis Cyrus. So the Rambam says the Chiddush D'Oraisa of Muflas Avodah is that he's 13 years old, but he doesn't quite have the Beis Cyrus. That's the Muflas Avodah D'Oraisa. He's a Kohen. The Ma'is of Kohatar Akula is a Kohen. But that's the Chiddush D'Oraisa of Muflas Avodah. Before the age of 13, that's far better. That's not. That's nothing on the level of Deraisa. So when we speak about the Rambam Shita being Muflas Avodah being Deraisa, don't get misled. If every once in a while you bump into a Rambam that talks the language of the Rabbanim, make sure you know which Muflas Avodah Rambam is talking about. But again, now we're not learning the sugya Muflas Avodah right now, just for your own Torah knowledge. Okay, Rabbi, get back to sugya. So one thing we've been seeing clear from the Rashi's and the Rashi's and the Rambams and the Rayim's and the Tzaisim, everybody is looking for a Mahar. Everyone needs a mokbar. Every girl on the board, we need a mokbar. And now we take a step back and say, what do you need a mokbar for? It's a nos in the pshita. It's another question I've made. That there's no shlichus for a kotel. What's the nos in the pshita?
How is that?
He's a labar das. And why is that a nos? I mean, that is a nos in the pshita, he's a labar das, but yeah. Why does that translate to me? Can't be a shlich?
Can't be a shlich.
So lechora, one could suggest as follows. Forget what all the Rishonim is saying. I have a new approach. You know why Yishev is a Gadon? How is he going to be Mimana Shliach? How in the world is a Kotel ever going to be Mimana Shliach? Mimana Shliach is requires Das. I can't become a Shliach against the will, without the Das, without the appointment of the violin. Since I require Das and Mishalayach, Mimela Ein Shliach is the Kotel. Who is the one who says that? We mentioned this a couple of days ago. Who is the one who supports this idea? Who's the biggest supporter of this idea? Another great Acharon. Zokter Rabbi Kiva Eger. I quote this Rabbi Kiva Eger a couple of days ago in passing. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that Ein Shlichus L'Katan is nothing more and nothing less than a Svar Pshuta. Unlike the Rashis, unlike the Rambam, unlike the Ravids, says the Kiva Me'atzmoy, it's a Svar Pshuta that Ein Shlichus L'Katan, because you need Das HaMishalech, which you're clearly lacking. Why did Rabbi Kiva Eger say this? What did he gain? What is he marviach by saying that? Anybody know what prompted Rabbi Kiva Eger to say this? Well, that was the cash against Rabbi Kiva Eger. But why did Rabbi Kiva Eger even go down this route? Why is he taking on the Rishonim for? What are we reviach with this? So Rabbi Kiva Eger is coming to address a basic question, which Rambam ran out of time in post basis, but it would have been probably the next sugya. What is that? There is a whole sugya in the Gemara of the Rishonim about Zoch and the Yadav Shalom Befanov on behalf of a Katan. So I know this little kid, Ruvain, he would love to have the following done on his behalf. So I'm going to go ahead and do it for him. I'm going to go be Zeichel Matana. Shimon wants to give Reuven a Matana. Reuven's a little kid. So I'm going to go and pick up the Matana on behalf of this kid, Reuven. Zeichel Mishlo Befonim. Does that work or does that not work? Can you be Zeichel for a car?
Yeah.
So the Gemara says in Bamitzia Dafayin Aleph that Af Apisha Ein Shlichas Lakatan, Yesh Zechil Lakatan. What's the favor Yesh Zechil Lakatan? Yes, I can, as a God, will represent the Katan. I can do a Zechil on his behalf. So the Gemara says that black and white, but what's not clear in the Gemara is where that comes from. What's the tokef? What's the strength of that din? So there's machlekes, Avishayim, machlekes, two gear cells in the Gemara. Here, Avishayim had the following gears in the Gemara. Afa pisha katan in the shlichos, zechiyah midirabanan islei. So here, Avishayim had the word midirabanan in there. The other Yafta Rishayim didn't have that word Midirabban. If you don't have the word Midirabban, there's no reason to think it's there. So Yafta Rishayim say that Zechiyah for a katan is only Midirabban. I mean, our Torah attack doesn't exist. And according to the other Rishayim, no, Zechiyah for a katan exists on the level of Derais. So what's the issue exactly? What's the machlokes? Should we say, hey, Zechiyah for a katan, hey, Zechiyah for a katan? What should the din be in the world Derais, the perfect world Derais? Should there be Zechiyah for a katan or not? Should we say it's just a din Derabban to make life easy for kids? Or is it somehow work Minatara? So Yaduah Mefursam, when the Rishonim quote this Machlokes, Taisim Ksubas Tafid Aleph quotes it, and Taisim Bapatiyah quotes it, all the Rishonim quote this issue, whether Yezechiyah L'Katan, Ein Zechiyah L'Ratan, the Beis Gedushin is about to quote it, whether Yezechiyah L'Katan, Ein Zechiyah L'Katan, what does it depend on, Rabbi Yisai? What's the key phrase? What's the catchphrase? Three words, Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas, or four words, Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas. So Rishonim coined the Gemara never used that phrase, but Rishonim coined the phrase, Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas, Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas. If you hold that Zechiyah is mitam shlichos, that's finish off the thought. If you hold that Zechiyah is mitam shlichos, then what? So then you can't work with a Torah because there's no shlichos for Katan, as we learned all these different Makaris. So if you hold that Zechiyah is mitam shlichos, it's not going to work with a Torah. It's got to be, you have to have the gears of a Midirabban. If you hold Zechiyah is la mitam shlichos, Zechiyah is chod shlichos b'chod. And therefore, ain't shlichos a Katan, but Zechiyah yesh l'Katan. What do those words mean exactly? Just fine tune that thought for a moment. What do you think those words mean? Zechiyah mitam shlichos. You got to translate. You got to elaborate for me. What does zechiyah mitam shlichos mean? What do you think it means?
The fact that a gadol can be kohen for a katan is because the katan would have wanted it and would have appointed him if he.
So
had,
in other words, what shlichos means, what zechiyah mitam shlichos sounds like is if forget about a katan for a minute. Let's say a man go, but make it easy. Reuven and Shimon. Everyone's over the age of 35. So Reuven's. Reuven's out of town. And I want to give Reuven a gift. So Shimon's here, and Shimon says, listen, I know Reuven, I know he's going to like it. I'm going to give him a say from the Ketzos. He would love that one. That's the best thing he gets, the Ketzos. So I'm going to give this gift to Shimon. He should be Zeichon on behalf of Reuven. How does that work? Reuven didn't appoint him to be a Shaliach. But if Reuven would have known that I would have wanted a gift, he would have appointed him to be a Shaliach. So basically, that's what Tzchim Mitam Shlichos means. Tzchim Mitam Shlichos means that we look into the future and we go back retroactively. And we say that if I would have known that piece of information that I'm about to get a gift now, I would have clearly appointed you as a Shlech Gdur on my behalf. That's the Pasha Sadron. That's the simple reading of Rashi. That's what Tzchim Mitam Shlichos means. Anyone knows who couldn't accept that? Anyone know which great Acharon? Good guess, probably. 9 out of 10 chances you'll get it right. Tzai says he can't buy it. He can't believe it. He doesn't believe that can be pshat. There's no way in the world that Tzchim Mitam Shlichos means. You know why? Anyone know why? You should know. You have the information already. Spoke about earlier this year. What is that smack of where I don't have the information now? If and when I find out something in the future, I will be happy. We call Nichus L'Mafreya, if I'm not mistaken. Nichus L'Mafreya. And what's the din Nichus L'Mafreya? Lo Yamrina, because Yish L'Midas is Lavi Yish. Remember that? Throwback from a couple of years ago? Yish L'Midas Lavi Yish. So, how can anybody under the sun say that the Chiyam Mitam Shlichas? It doesn't make any sense. If you would have known, I would have, could have, should have, but didn't. Lamaisa, I didn't know that I was the recipient of the Rabbah. I didn't know that the rabbi wants to give me a nice brand new Ketzos. I didn't know it. The fact that I find it out when I come back from China next week, in Yichus L'Mafreya, that I would have wanted that, so asma. Yishlo midas l'vi yish, pas l'gavai, ziyav l'gav. So the Ketzos says you have to tone down the Zechiyah Mitam Shlichos. Don't say the way I just told you Zechiyah Mitam Shlichos. But Zechiyah Mitam Shlichos means this follows. Zechiyah Mitam Shlichos means that there is a parsha in the Torah of Shlichus. We know by well already the parsha in the Torah of Shlichus, by Gittin, by Kedushin, by Truma, by Kompeta, 15 different verses. There is another parsha in the Torah of Zechiyah. We don't know yet because the time is running out of all space of his mind, but there is a parsha of Zechiyah. The Gemara is going to try to figure out Pesukim a little bit later on that day. So there's a din, there's an independent din called Zechiyah. We look at these two parshas and we say to ourselves, you know, they're different, but there is a similarity between them. The similarity is, and in both cases, someone is doing something on behalf of somebody else. Now, that's the similarity. The difference is obvious. In one case, he was appointed. In the other case, he wasn't appointed. The context of Zechus let him do it. But that underlying similarity is there. Says the Ketzos, those Rishayim who believe in the principle of Zechiyah Mitam Shlichos, what they're arguing is as follows. That since the Torah gives us two parashios that are so close to one another, so similar to one another, they're working with the same limitations. And whatever limitations the Torah gives us on Shlichus, those limitations carry over to Zechiyah as well. And who are some of the people who were excluded from shlichus? Well, we know them already. Ketanim, goyim, etc. Whoever can't be a shliach, whoever can't afford a shliach, can't have somebody do shchus on their behalf as well. So zechi b'dam shlichus up to tzoyis does not mean that zechi is really working as mamash shlichus gemura, as a nichutzalim afreid. That would be a violation of yishlam idas l'viyush. What zechi b'dam shlichus just means is, notwithstanding the fact that the two different bashias, the psulim, the limitations, carry on from one to another. That's a tzoyis's view. Again, others probably disagree with the tzoyis, but not for now. So we have a running machlekes in the Rishonim. Taisus in yourselves, and Rashba's the Nedarim, and Taisa Rosh the Nedarim, and everybody under the sun has what to say about whether Zechi is B'tam Shlichus, not B'tam Shlichus. And we keep on coming back to the same nafkamina. Bottom line is the Avzechir for Kotlum in the Torah, and the bottom line is the two of yourselves in the Rishonim. Everything is hinging upon that one magic word, the Rabban or not the Rabban, whether that word exists in Bamitzia Devayna. Comes from Kvega, and he says, I'm going to walk a tightrope with you, so he says, I'm going to tell you that Zechiah is B'tam Shlichus. And it still works for Kotan. Min HaTorah. If you look in Rishonim, you don't see that. But says I'm going to tell you that it's true. I'm going to walk that tightrope against the Rishonim again, and I'm going to tell you that it could be that Zechiah is B'tam Shlichus, and it still works for Kotan. Well, how could that be? This could make it very simple. Why was it that there's no Shlichus for Katan? If the reason why there was no Shlichus for Katan was a Machbar, was that Pasuk, was that Truma, was that Kasa, if it would have been based on Rambams and Raifas and Rashis, so then those Gzeres HaKosos, if you really believe Zechi B'tam Shlichus, whether you like the Tosus beer or the other beer, if you really believe Zechi and Shlichus are related to one another, so then all those Gzeres HaKosos will carry on with Zechi. But if you hold that the whole Chisar and Shlichus for Katan, there was no Pasuk, none of these Rashis exist in Chazal. There's not one gemara in any of these drushes, or Rishonim. It says in Kibbeg, none of these drushes are necessarily correct. And at the end of the day, the real honest, the goodness of Mokka for Ein Shlichus HaKatan is because a svar of La Bar Das, and therefore he can't be Mana Shliach, this is where Zechi and Shlichus is going to part ways. You can call Zechiah for Mitam Shlichus on today and tomorrow. Zechiah is identical to the exact same thing as Shlichus. But it's not the exact same thing. Everybody agrees there is one point of difference between the two. What's the point of the difference? Shlichus requires a minoy, and Zechiah, by definition, is a shlichus, not a minoy shlichus. So Zochter B'Kidegar, once you identify that the reason why Ein Shlichus HaKatan is not based on Zer Sakasas, but it's based on a Svara of La Bardas, which is a chisaron, it's felt in the minoy shlichus, Zechiah is going to part way from shlichus. And Zechiah mitam shlichus from today till tomorrow, abe lagabi the din of Ein Shlichus HaKatan, Zechiah is going to be different. That's when Kivega's big breakthrough, Kivega and Babitzian, the first breakthrough of Yidal, comes with razzle dazzle breakthrough, this should be Kivega. Anyone know why Rabbi Kivega was so bothered to get to this? Why is he turning, the whole city, he's going against Rashi's and Rambam's and Raibans and turning against everybody. Why is he so worried about this? Why is he so plotting to come up with Zechiah for Katan? Anyone know what's really, really prompting with Kivega? Because he's staring at the question, the glaring question that all the Rishonim asked in Masechet Ksuvos Daf Yud Aleph. And we learned from the Ksuvos.
Katan.
Gemara says, "Yeah, Katan, Matpil no Sodas, Beizdin, Matayim no Zoch, Nerem Shlom Befarav." The Gemara says, "You can be a guy, take a little non-Jewish kid, throw him into the mikvah, hocus pocus, becomes Jewish. Why? Because Zoch, Nerem Shlom Befarav. Because it's great, it's so advantageous, so beneficial. Frektisis, ain't Zechil Katan. In that time, it doesn't work. We're going to gain something. He's a gamer, he's a rabbanon. That doesn't sit right with us. How does the Gerus work with that Torah? How does Ger Kotan? We do not Ger Kotan Bison today. We do Ger Kotan Ayim Mizeh. How do you have a parish of Ger Kotan? How did the Gemara say, Amar Avun is pshit? The Gemara says, it's so posh, you don't even need Rav Huna to tell me. Anyone has to figure it out on their own. Amar Avun, my bill is all das based. The Gemara asks, pshit. The Gemara explains why it's not so pshit, but it is pshit. It's true. How does it work? Where's the Zechiyah? What's the Zechiyah? So the Rishayim, we're losing sleep over this gosh. Taisus is having a lot of trouble with this kasha. So you know what have to be shown in the answer to this kasha? This is the Raya Brewer that Zechi is what? Is the Raya Zechi is Labi Dam Shlichus. That's what have to be shown in the answer. And the Rishonim didn't want to go down that route, who were too nervous to say that. So there's a Shach in Simon Shehen Yerodei and Uchus Pidra Ben, where he claims Rashi, excuse me, had a different answer to the kasha. But Rashi says it's Chusai De Beis Din. Rashi says that since the Beis Din doing it, so there's a chus that's done to a Beis Din has the status of an apotropos. Those who didn't get that, so he didn't have to be in Beis. Apotropos is a different parasha. Whenever Beis Din steps up to the plate, they can do things that regularly Yechidim can't do. Minat Torah, it's Zechia Aide Beis Din. Everybody under the sun is looking for an answer to this question. Tosfos said Hedrin has a startling answer to this question. Tosfos says, you know why the Geirus works? Because it's Nasa Geirus Begufa Shokotah. It's not regular Zechia. Regular Zechia means I give a gift to Reuven to pick up on behalf of Shimon. Shimon's in China. Here, Shimon's here. He's just under the age of Bar Mitzvah. He's here, and he's going to the water. He's getting the bris. He's getting tovel in the mikvah. So once the Nasa Geirus, Begufa Shokotah, that's a different kind of a halacha.
The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin talks about a katana having her chatzar except.
We're going to get to chatzar. So the Rishonim are so up in arms to explain this to our students. How are you talking? Where did get katan in the Torah come from? Ma'isim v'chol yom. This didn't get katan. How did it come from? So half the Rishonim said that it's based on zechiyah l'avadam shlichus, and half the Rishonim said it's a zechiyah based. And half the Rishonim said, you can tell I'm not so good at math. Three halves already. Half the Rishonim said that it's based on Nasa Geirus Begufa Shokotah. It's not even real regular Zechiyah. So Rabbi Kivega says, I have a fourth answer, which I think is the simplest of all answers, says Rabbi Kivega. That Shlichos Eloi, but Zechiyah Yeshloi. And Yei Zechiyah Lekotan Midaraisa, because the whole Chisoron was against all these Rishonim. So Rabbi Kivega was so excited about the Shtibul Torah. It solves the dilemma of the Rishonim and Ksubas. It gives us a makor, easy amount. We don't have to start fishing around for psukim. We don't have to bump at the mufas of Aphrishis. We don't have to bump at the Ramas of Gerishim, which we don't understand about Ein Midr and Master. Everything is mamashi of Mamukami of Misholon. Everything is divided in Vegas, mamashi at the top of the world. Until his son, Shalom Eger, as we pointed out a couple days ago, pointed out this hailing of father. He said, Dati. You know what he said to his father? He said, according to Yoshua Torah, that the whole Chisorin of ancient Pesachotah is a Chisorin only licked in the Mina Shlichos. Then the test case, give you another example of a Shlichos without a Mina Shlichos. One was Zechiyah, what's the other one? Chatzah, according to the Mandem of Chatzah, Dam Shlichos. Vosh Teitin, Vav Metziah, Dafin Aleph, that if you hold that Chatzah, be Dam Shlichos, guess what? There's no Chatzah for a Kotah. For Vos Nit, asked Rabbi Shlomo Eger to his father, why not? What's the problem? According to Yoshua Torah, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with Shlichos for a Kotah, it's just the Chisorin of the Mina Shlichos. Oh, but here you don't even mean a Shlichos. If you don't even mean a Shlichos, so what's the problem? So unfortunately for us, we don't have recorded anywhere what the at least I never saw recorded anywhere what the response of Rabbi Kivega was. We don't know. I'm not sure what he answered this. What he answered this, sir? It's hard for us to defend this pshat. It's a glaring problem with this pshat. Okay, Rabbi Kivega do the word in Rambam. See, I don't know how he answered this.
I'm not sure. If I want to say something,
so when the Rambam says that a katana can have her chatzar bikona her get, he would be saying that that's not
because the Rambam, because we paskin that chatzar of a katana is mitam yad, not mitam shliach. That's a sugya Rambam tzitz that off. And the end of the sugya, the Rambam claims that the maskanas of Gemara was. So at the end of the day, this Gemara is not a kasha because this Gemara is not true halacha. But it's already not true halacha because we happen to hold that chatzar mitam yad. But the Gemara said clearly that if you hold mitam shliach, it would be a problem. So you can't bring a kasha. So we pretty much put together the details of Ein Shlichus Lekotan. We saw how this would potentially, if we were continuing learning on this man, which would be a perfect lead into the next sugya in terms of Zechiyah for Kotan. So we got to do at least we touched on it a little bit. But just we have a couple of minutes remaining until right before Chodesh Sivan, leading up to Zman Matarseinu. Last day of this man for us. I have to say something. It's up to them. We'll try to say something. As I was speaking in my Sefer Tzedarim about the significance of Birchas HaTorah, so Birchas HaTorah Tchila was potentially one of the causes of the Chorban. There's so many Torahs and Sefers. A lot of Yerim as to Birchas HaTorah Tchila, what's so significant? But there's something in the Nusch of Birchas HaTorah that's really very startling. Actually, a few things are very startling in the Nusch of Birchas HaTorah. The first bracha is pretty straightforward. Shem Yishon Mitzvah Selassim Yerim. Then there's Machlekes HaRishon, whether the Arab knows actually a second bracha or whether it's part of the first bracha Machlekes. But it's harav, avar, avar. When you say amen, you don't say amen. There's a lot of lumbus in the Mishnah. And then the bracha v'shem bracha harbanu, which is again pretty straightforward. Why you need two brachas? What could be? This is like a throwback to some of the things at the beginning we spoke about. Birchas Kedushin, end of the time like we started. Maybe one to bracha the mitzvah tamatoy, maybe one to shabach. Again, you can say a lot of theories about why the multiple brachas. But if that middle bracha, or according to some Mishnah, the end of the first bracha, that's very, very troubling. The harav not. Because usually brachas are very, very succinct. Usually you get to the point that would bother the rush. The rush is so bothered. What are you throwing in all these sideshows, all these running off in tangents in the bracha? That's what led the rush to believe it's not even birchas mitzvah. So we almost violate the same tangent in birchas Torah. We start to talk about the harav not shem alkeh is the birchas for the field. First of all, let's have a good time learning Torah. Let's really get a geshmak out of this ksus. Harav not shem alkeh. I'm all for having a good time, but we don't usually put that into the bracha. You put on tefillin this morning. That's what he said. He didn't say, let me really get a good, ruchnius, get a real charge out of this one. I mean, it's a nice thing to believe it, nice thing to ask the Rebbe, but that's not brachas and brachas. Brachas are very hard, cold, litvish and brachas. It's a chassidish and brachas. They're litvish and brachas. Finish. Lishmakol shayfa, gone, finish. Come on. So, by the way. And then there's something else that we start to throw in. The bracha. We have a bakasha to Rabban Shalom. We are nachli b'tzetze eino, b'tzetze amcha beis Yisrael, some have to use the tzetze ein, tzetze eino, whatever it is. We ask the Rabban Shalom, we should be matzliach and transmitting Torah to our children also. Again, it's a beautiful thing. People love the name of the Rosh Chodesh Sivat, the Tfilas HaShalah. It's a special tefillah of having matzliach and children of the Tamil Chomet, the Shemayim. It's a beautiful thing, but I'm doing Birchas HaTorah. What are my children for? The guy's not even married, hasn't been children yet, he's not even going out yet. And all of a sudden, all of these tzets, hey, it's hey, I'm chavais, it's wrong, I'm doing Birchas HaTorah. So you have two strange parts that are put into Birchas HaTorah and l'chari don't seem to belong. The Egg Letal, in his Akdoma, Sefer Egg Letal was the Sefer written by Yisrael Chavon, I didn't know he wrote it. We heard Mr. Shabbos a couple years ago, every day was, like this year, every day is a tzais, every day is another loom, that year, every day was an egg letal. So the letal is a lot of famous Torahs in Hilchos Shabbos, Mr. Shabbos. So the Sakhdoma, the Sefer Letal, raised the fascinating question. He said, he wants to know, who's a greater Lomit Torah? The guy who's miserable. The Imamish can't stand when the Gemara can't stand, the Taisim can't stand, the Rani, he doesn't like the egg letal, doesn't like anything. But he is so dedicated to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, he grits his teeth every morning, and he comes to Seder at 9 o'clock, and he stays in Seder till the end, and he comes back for the afternoon, and back for the night, and then his mommy's learning Yom Galayla, and you ask him, tell me about your life, I'm miserable. This is the worst existence ever, but I'm doing it because I got to do it. That's one picture. And you have another guy. He is having such a good time. It's written all over his face. He's jumping for joy. He can't sit still. I can't even stay in one place. It's just the energy is just bubbling. He's so excited. He's there in Yerandom and Eraibin and Reb Chaim and Akasha and Akzaisa and Kinegas. Raya is back. He's reading Tezis Kasha. Is that a good Kasha? Not a good Kasha. Everything is a till. Everything is a song and a dance. Everything is Gemaldik. Mamish. Nanim is a Bashkina. Who's a greater limit of the Shema? So I would say, you'd ask me, I'd say the first guy is great. You know why? The first guy's getting nothing out of it. He's miserable, but he's still doing it. The second guy, he's having intellectual curiosity. He's having such an excitement, such a nana. Isn't that detracting from his terrible schmuck? So Zachdi Adli Tal, the exact opposite is true. He says, the emes of my terrible schmuck is the second fellow. Why? Zachdi Adli Tal, this is like where Chassidus and the Snatish cross the lines a little bit. Zachdi Adli Tal is a din. Nana min ha-Torah, nana mishas limud, simcha shal Torah, is a key in Talmud Torah. That enhances the Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah that's done mitach simcha zalem is a different type of Talmud Torah. Thus, like in Talmud Torah itself, if you want to put it into real brisket terminology, I think that was Chassidish Rebbe, but he talks the lingo that we're used to. He was a Rebbe, but he talks almost like a brisket. Says the Eglay Tal that when it comes to other mitzvahs of Moshe, he doesn't get the anymore. He has other mitzvahs. We all know doing mitzvahs for simcha is a great thing. We want people to do this, whatever. We're all for all these things. We like to dance, we like to sing. It's all great. But in pure lomdus, the mitzvahs are not as tefillin. Whether it's done mitach simcha mitach leivav, it doesn't make a difference. It's the same ma'is enochas tefillah. There's a kiyum of doing all the mitzvah should be done with simcha mitach leivav to the Rebbeinu Shalom. But in terms of the hardcore mitzvah, it's the same kiyum of mitzvah whether you did it with a smile or with a frown. In terms of the pure essence of the mitzvah. Whether you enjoyed hearing shofar or you didn't particularly enjoy hearing shofar, it's the same kiyum of mitzvah. Again, in Shemayim, it's going to be much more, Gershom is going to accept it and he wants it and get great schar for having that wonderful relationship you're cultivating with the Rebbeinu Shalom through simple shal mitzvah, it's great. But in terms of the pure mitzvah itself, it's the same thing. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, that's not true. Because Talmud Torah is not just an intellectual exercise. Talmud Torah is binana b'divrei Torah. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants us, because the Shabbat Shalom is amchilein, it's not just a statement of fact. That's part of the Eslam HaMitzvah. Part of the Mitzvah is to be Nerem in the Vitoira. That's part of the game. That's what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be having a Vitoira. That's supposed to be a Mitzvah. You're supposed to be a Gishmah. There's no simcha greater than Simcha HaTorah. That's the highest level of Torah. Now you understand why Chazal incorporated that into the Bracha. It's not tangential, the Har of Nashon will get us to the Gerasa Shiel. That's part of the Mitzvah. But you ask the question, we're about to do the bits of Talmud Torah, we're about to recite a bracha before we learn Torah. We don't want to learn Torah in boredom, we don't want to learn Torah with a frown. We want to learn Torah b'toch av, b'toch harav. It should be beautiful for us, it should be enjoyable, it should be pleasant for us, because that's the highest level of Talmud Torah, so we incorporate into the bracha itself. It would be inappropriate to say that about kishar from sukkah and lulav and tefillin, because the simcha shel mitzvah is not an integral part of the mitzvah. The Talmud Torah is different. The simcha shel mitzvah defines the very essence of Talmud Torah. Perhaps there's a second dimension as well. Why the Simcha Shel Torah is so critical to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Rambam, in the beginning of the Talmud Torah, when he quotes the mitzvahs, he counts out the mitzvahs he's about to discuss, so he talks about mitzvah luma Torah lamdo. To learn Torah to teach Torah. L'chorim, I was writing, in your mitzvahs, I would count as two different mitzvahs. One is luma Torah. I'm sitting and learning the Fiyayim myself, that's luma Torah. But I'm saying a Shia, that's a luma Torah. So what did the Rambam combine into one mitzvah? So the Chorim is a big finish that Lumod and the Lamed can never be split from one another. The mitzvah is Lumod and the Lamed. That is the mitzvah. The very essence of the mitzvah has two components to it. It's not two different mitzvahs. It's not just one of the same. Lumod Torah Lamed. So now we have a big problem. Because Lumod Torah, I understand. I'm the Bailam. Like we spoke about the Bailam of mitzvahs. I'm the Bailam of Lumod Torah. I can decide. I'm going to learn myself. I can decide whether I'm going to learn La Lamda, particularly Lamis is abundant. The Ika Mitzvah of Libra Torah, Lamis abundant. The Torah Shabbat Pes says, Vishnan Venech Eilu Tamidecha. There's also a mitzvah to teach everybody else's children as well. But the Avadah's mitzvah to teach your own children. So the Ika Mitzvah is Av Chayv Lamis B'nil Torah. How am I going to do that mitzvah? My kid's not listening to me. He's out the door. He's playing hockey. How am I going to do that mitzvah? How can the Torah be such a mitzvah? It's totally midas acher. Remember, so arrived. You can't make brachas on mitzvah. Totally midas acher. How can I make a bracha on the lamik Torah? The tamid was sleeping. The tamidim aren't here. They left already. The zman's over. There's nobody here. How am I going to make a bracha? I get up and I make a bracha. The lamik is a Torah. I come to shir. There's nobody here. So that's the answer to harav. No. What's the secret to making sure there's somebody listening to you? The secret to get your children to listen to you. Children are really, really smart. They're usually too smart for their own good. But a child wants to have a good time. Like an adult also. Most adults are just big children. Everyone wants to be happy. Nobody wants to walk around the world miserable. Some people don't know how to get to their happiness, but everyone has a goal of being happy. So a child's looking at the parent and trying to see if the parent does something that's enjoyable, then the child's going to follow suit. If the parent does something that's not enjoyable, the child's going to say, "What are you for?" So your child and your Talmud is looking very, very carefully at the Malamed. He's looking and seeing. He's not gauging how much Torah you learn. The five-year-old has no way of measuring whether you learned 6 ketzayis in this year or 8 ketzayis in this month. He has no idea whether you finished the ketzayis in this. But you know what he can tell? He will be said, he will pick up as a little child, are you having a good time or not? If he sees that the parent is schmuck and is learning, then the child wants to be part of it also. And if he doesn't see that, the father could learn from today till tomorrow, but without the harif now, the child will not follow suit. That's why, licked in the bracha, we say to the Rebbeinu Shel Harif now, Harav Noah is needed for two reasons. So another brisketar in the brook. Harav Noah is needed for two kiyumin. It has to be the Harav Noah, because without the Harav Noah, it's not going to be Luma Torah properly, because they stated in the Tal that a Talmud Torah without Harav Noah is Nishke Talmud Torah Bishle Musa. But since we're about to embark upon the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which according to the Rambam is both parts, it's Luma Torah Lamda, so we want that our Talmud Torah should affect others also. So we come to the Moshe with an extra dose of Harav Noah, then we Babish the Harav Noah. So we need Baharav Noah for our own personal learning. Otherwise, won't be Talmud Torah Bishle Musa. And we need Baharav Noah in order to ensure that we can perform the mitzvah in its entirety, in its totality, of the Lamed HaSachayrim. Because if less it's Baharav Noah for ourselves, there's not going to be the Lamed HaSachayrim. So Bai says, we're standing on the days, Mamish, very, very, very special days, Mamish. The school is for Hatzlacha and Limud HaTorah these days. Mamish, Atat Chedesh Sivan, Atat Shlesh Mehabbala, Yuchas first, Shlesh Mehabbala, Erech, Meshavulis. Not Mantara Sehenu, the Koyach, the power of these days, is in the Shaibi in the Tayyar. So the avoid of these days is not just Talmud Torah. The avoid of these days is Talmud Torah, Mitoch, Gevald, Gevald, the Sinfas Alev, a Gevald, Gevald appreciation of Teres Hashem, to be Mishim, it's not fish, because Hashem is showing example. So Baruch Hashem, a big, big Ishkach to everybody here. I hope we, you know, we learned a couple of Taisim here and there this year. We touched on a couple of Taisim here and there, a couple of Ram drivers, a couple of Chaims here and there. It's all important. Everything's important. But Baruch Hashem was a really, really, it was a chizik for me to see Bachum coming straight, Mamash on fire right out of Eretz Yisrael, Mamash with a simple Shal Torah, to throw themselves into these days of Sfira, to turn days and weeks which can otherwise, certain, you know, based on certain technical quirks of the calendar that we sometimes find ourselves Meshuvah to, can become days of weeks which are so special, Sfira Sa'omra, and get lost in finishing up finals, and finishing up papers, and finishing up all the loose ends, and you can somehow end up not becoming made but what they're meant to be. So Baruch Hashem Ashreichem, literally Ashreichem, you're able to take these weeks and turn them into days of Yimei Simcha, Simcha of Torah, for the Kavs, the Shavuos, and wish everybody a lot of Hashlocha in weeks and months that come then. Those who are going to join us next month, Baruch Hashem, for Masechet Sukkot, those who are around Jumban, want to come to hear some of the Jumban Shurim, with the shares a plate of left for the regular share, one of them to join us, Baruch Hashem, those who join us in the Masechet Sukkot. Happy to have you as well. Those of you in the other shirim, Shreichem also. I want you to continue to go Michael and find a wonderful one.